Finally today, a new TV series about second chances, starring an actor who knows a little bit about them.
Second chances are a beautiful thing. When I went away, my neighborhood was hanging on by a thread thanks to dealers like me. But this time, I'm gonna be a force for positive change. This time, I'm gonna do it right.
Of course, that is actor and comedian Tracy Morgan in the new TBS series, The Last OG. He plays Trey, a former drug dealer from Brooklyn looking for a fresh start after 15 years in prison. The Last OG premiered on Tuesday, and it marks Tracy Morgan's return to series television after a horrific traffic accident in 2014 that caused a traumatic brain injury and put him in a coma. 4 years later, though, he's back with his first major role since his Emmy-nominated performance as Tracy Jordan on NBC's 30 Rock. And Tracy Morgan is with us now from his home in Alpine, New Jersey. Tracy Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first and foremost, I think your fans want to know, how are you? I mean, how is your health? How do you feel?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling blessed. What's more important for me is to make sure they're feeling good. That's why I do TV. That's why I make people laugh. I want to make sure they feel good, too.
You know, at the time of the accident, it was reported that the doctors weren't sure you'd ever walk or talk again, let alone perform. But I mean, 4 years later, you posted Saturday Night Live. You've done meaty roles in a number of films. Did you worry that you wouldn't be able to perform again? Did you ever think you'd be back here doing this?
Every day in my wheelchair. It was life or death. You asked me, was I worried about doing TV? I was wondering if I was ever going to walk again. I was worrying about if I was ever gonna remember my own name. TV was the last thing I was thinking about. People in the world were just concerned with my health. They were just happy to see me back. It's bigger than me. And I think that I'm here because my room wasn't ready. When your room is ready, your room is ready. Until then, I'm gonna fight the good fight. And I'm gonna run a damn good race. So, of course, you can imagine how I feel now that the show had a successful premiere. I feel great. I feel awesome.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, I had this idea for the show for 8 years. Been rolling around in my head for 8 years. Then one day it just snapped. It was about second chances. And it hit me. If Tracy Morgan can get a second chance, why can't Trey Barker? You got to understand, like I said, when I was younger, before show business, there was another life. And I did those things, and I really didn't want to do them. It's just that crack made it so accessible. The money was right there, and I didn't want to be ridiculed. All the kids around me were selling crack and getting money and all that. So I wanted to be a part of it. So everyone did it. But I always wanted God to forgive me for it. So I'm quite sure Trey Barker, during those 15 years in prison, was the same way. God, please forgive me. I was just trying to survive. So he took upon himself to learn, get better, to do better, because he knew better. Once you know better, you can do better.
Let me play a clip for people who may not have had a chance to see the premiere, and we can talk a little bit more about it. Here's a clip of where Trey comes across some teens who he thinks are in his old trade, and he wants to give them some advice. Let me play it for you. Here it is, and we'll talk about it.
You see me? I used to be just like y'all, man, just like y'all. I got locked up for 15 years. 15 years. Y'all little need to check your own potential, man. Y'all little
actually, sorry to interrupt. We're just waiting for our friend.
Let's go to brunch. Come on.
Oh my God, that guy was just acting so weird just now.
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot in that clip right there. There's a lot in there right there.
What are we living in? Listen, as long as we telling the truth, we don't got to defend it. This is the world we living in. You know why the dinosaurs ain't here no more? Because they didn't evolve quick enough.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, look, on the one hand, we were talking earlier, full disclosure, I grew up in Brooklyn. And when I was last there, it was disorienting for me. I mean, on the one hand, yes, it's safer than it used to be. But a lot of people who stuck it out during the bad times feel they don't have a place there anymore. They don't feel like they don't belong there anymore. So how do you feel about how it's changed?
You're talking about displacement.
Yeah.
You're talking about displacement. Those are some of the things we're going to have to tackle too. You got to watch the rest of the episodes. People were displaced. Things are different. But you know, it's like being a roach. You learn how to survive. That's the first thing you learn in life is survival. Before you live, you got to survive.
But Trey is so sweet, though. I mean, Trey wants to be...
Well, that's what I love about the show.
Yeah.
It has a dark premise, but it's kind. It's a kind show.
Well, before we let you go, so thank you for talking to us. And so did you have fun with it? I mean, has this been a good experience for you doing the series again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It feels good being back to TV. Feels good being back in front of my audience. Absolutely. I'm filled with joy. I thank God every day for sparing my life just to come back and touch you guys in a funny way.
Well, it's great talking to you. Thank you for the series. Thank you for your doing your work. And I hope you're having fun. And we'll see. We'll look forward to the rest of it. That's actor and comedian Tracy Morgan. His new show, The Last OG, can be seen on TBS. Tracy Morgan, thank you.
God bless you, baby. Thank you. And my audience, I love you.